Mornings at the Bent household run a little like a family sitcom. There's breakfast.
Sophia, do you want anything for breakfast?
No, because we don't have a cereal.
A rush.
I lost mine.
Oh my gosh. Come on, guys, we gotta get going.
A little arguing.
I'm just saying, I'm not being like, higher. Like a T-Rex.
Well, you're eating with your mouth closed.
And finally, take off. But Liz and Mike Bent are preparing for their family's morning routine to change, starting in 2016, when their neighborhood will be in a new attendance area for public elementary schools. The switch, Bent says, caught her a little off guard.
I didn't pay that much attention to it until my brother-in-law pointed out, hey, now you guys are switching too. And I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Well, there it is.
We just kind of assumed we wouldn't be switching.
Yeah, we did. We did kind of assume we wouldn't be switching because we're right next to Fairview. So it's kind of a weird switch, but
yeah. The Bents have two children, a kindergartner, Noble, and a third grader, Sophia. In 2016, Noble will be moved from his current school, Fairview, to Russell Elementary. Sophia will be in fifth grade and given the option to finish elementary school at Fairview. That means a little extra running around for the Bents, despite recently moving to this neighborhood because of its proximity to Fairview.
Everything's in the car already.
The Columbia Public School District recognizes that switching schools can be an emotional process, especially without enough warning. That's why the Board of Education began the Beulah-Ralph redistricting process in September, 2 full years before the new school in Southwest Columbia will open. The board set up a committee of parents, community members, and school professionals to establish boundaries that the board would then approve. They were given guiding principles that focus on maintaining neighborhood schools, balancing diversity, and recognizing areas of future growth. Superintendent of Columbia Public Schools, Peter Stiepelman, says that's not all the board is doing in anticipation of growth and development throughout Columbia.
And so the board this year adopted a new policy that requires the superintendent to give an annual update on boundaries, not in terms of just the immediate concerns, but rather where do we see ourselves in a couple of years so that we can start having the kind of conversations that we do when we open up a school.
But the new schools are being built on the edges of town. Battle Elementary and High Schools are on the far eastern side of town. Beulah-Ralph will be on the southwest border. Rob Schwarz, with a demographic consulting firm that works with Columbia Public Schools, says building schools in these areas can make sticking to those guidelines difficult.
That's where it was challenging here in the Southwest, is because when you break down the type of student, or look at socioeconomics, we look at diversity as far as ethnicity, there's less in this area than there are in other portions of the district.
Stiepelman says this is something the board struggles with: how to maintain diverse schools amidst serious growth. CPS has 1,000 more students than it did just 10 years ago.
We don't get to choose who lives in a certain neighborhood, who builds a certain home, who buys a certain home. We're going to do our very best under the circumstances that we have to make sure that we are as diverse and a good mix of socioeconomics as we can. That's important to us. Is it achievable 100%? No.
Steve Hollis works for Columbia's Division of Human Services. He's also a parent at Russell Elementary who sat on the boundary committee. He says he sees the way the schools are dealing with a changing city as unsustainable. His solution? A more permanent committee.
We more and more have a segregated community, and that's an issue that this boundary committee I would like to see, or the Standing Committee on Facilities and Growth, needs to address, and we need a vision for how the schools can influence community development and be a part of good decisions on community development, not simply reacting to community development.
For families like the Bents, diversity is important. Here's Sophia on one thing she loves about her current class.
I know about 3 people in my class who are from different countries. Four now.
Yeah.
4 different people, and English was half of their first language, because
you have a really diverse class.
But with the boundary changes, the school Noble will move to will have only 22% free and reduced lunch students. Today, it has 35%. And district-wide, free and reduced lunch students make up 47% of the K-5 student body. And Sophia? Well, by 2016, she'll almost be a middle schooler. The Bents say they've learned not to make rigid plans.
Yeah, she's still going to go to the same middle school for right now, but honestly, we're not. We don't bet on them not redrawing the lines by the time she gets there.
And they're right. A new middle school south of town is part of the district's five-year plan. Overall, though, the Bents say as long as the district is making smart choices, they trust it.
Yeah, as much as we angled for particular schools, it's just part of the problem, I guess. Or just to expect it to some degree. That's kind of a, as Liz mentioned before, a first world problem, sort of.
Yeah. He's fine.
How dare he have to face change?
He's going to have to during life, so might as well now.
Yeah.
Well, not now. 2 years.
For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel. For KBIA News, I'm Abigail Keel.